creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is one taken from the soundtrack, a chorus line. Yeah, and I'm very... it went all quiet there. I'm very pleased to say that on the other end of this phone, we've got not only the person who's playing the part of director Zach in A Chorus Line, but he's also the director of A Chorus Line itself. I know, it all gets confusing, but it'll all work itself out. That's Chris Grantham. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Morning, Kev. You all right?
I'm not too bad at all. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to this because I've not seen A Chorus Line in quite a few years. I think last time I saw it was when Encore did it for their first show. But it's back. It's back at Long Eaton. It's at the Duchess Theatre. And it all starts Tuesday the 19th of March, this Tuesday coming, and finishes on Saturday the 23rd of March. For anybody who doesn't know the film, they've not seen the film, they've not seen the musical or anything like that, give us a quick rundown about what A Chorus Line is actually all about.
So Chorus Line is a musical about 17 young people all auditioning for a new show. And throughout the audition process, they all tell their stories about their ups and downs throughout the show business life, all concluding with half people getting the show and half people getting rejected. So it's a roller coaster journey of emotions and backgrounds. We go through puberty, we go through jobs, we go through relationships. So it's a roller coaster of emotions.
It's like you're sort of auditioning for any play, really. You're finding out all about the new people and the ones that get through, the ones who don't, and everything like that. So basically, that's what it's like. Now then, it's one of those modern day musicals, and it's a classic, of course, that isn't done that often. So, what is it about this musical that attracted the cast to want to put it on?
I think this musical is not done often because it's a cult classic. But one of the major barriers to come across, it's 17 people, and all 17 are principal characters. They are all singing, all dancing, all acting. And within amateur dramatics, you know, it's hard to get, you know, a good, strong group of men together, let alone we've got about 9 of them. And we've got all these dancing women, all amazing talents from all over Derbyshire, all from the industry, or used to be in the industry and come back to want to try and push themselves to do something more. And that's kind of what we do at the cast. We take these shows that, you know, don't get done very often, and we kind of put them on, get these performers and put them on a platform for them to push themselves to enjoy the show and give them an opportunity.
And it's great as well that people sort of around the area, Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, Leicestershire, or, you know, sort of whoever comes and sees it, they do get a chance to see something that's not been on stage that often. You know, as you said, it's not done that often. So now then, you play Zach, of course, who is the director in charge of the auditions in the musical itself. Tell us a little bit about Zach.
So he's a complicated character, and I think when we were casting it, my wife, Sean, who is choreographer, she literally turned to me and went, "Well, that's you." the complicated of with all these history, he's got history with quite a few of the characters, and he's got ways of doing things, ways that he wants something done, and he's very picky, very precise, and unfortunately, that's like me.
I was going to say, you know, is he anything like you? Because a perfectionist, is authoritative, and of course a workaholic. And I know how hard you work on the roles that you're in as well. But he's also got he's got a bit of a sensitive side as well with one of the characters, Paul, who is played by Arden Casper in this.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, he's been reluctant to share his past, but Zach brings out the more sensitive side of the director at that stage, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've actually got Arden with me now, if you want to have a quick chat.
Oh, well, why not? If he's there, we might as well use him.
Hiya, Kev, you all right?
Hello, matey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now then, we've just been talking about Zach, and it's sort of the more sensitive side of Zach with Paul. And I mentioned that you are playing the part of Paul. While we've got you here, we might as well find out a little bit about Paul as well. Tell us a little bit about Paul.
So I think Paul, throughout a lot of the show, is really quite closed off. You know, he's clearly gone through some stuff in his past that he's not really willing to talk about, and I think he doesn't really see it as much of anything. He doesn't feel like he's got a story to tell until Zach kind of encourages it out of him. And then he has this big emotional moment and big release with Zach.
Which is what we see in the musical, of course. So we'll, you know, sort of look forward to that. And most of the dancers there, they're all confident, some a little bit cockier than others in there. And you get the full range, I suppose, of the people who audition for shows. I mean, just any show, really, don't you? You've got the confident ones, and you've got the ones a little bit like Paul, who are, you know, they want to do it, but they need a little bit of teasing out of the show, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you finding the dancing, by the way?
It's been really fun. It's been a challenge. It's definitely been more challenging than any other shows I've done, but that's kind of what's nice about it, in a way, is that you don't really get these opportunities in most shows to really push yourself with dancing. So I really enjoyed it.
Brilliant stuff. I'll ask both of you this question. So the soundtrack, it's a brilliant soundtrack. I love the soundtrack. Quite a few tracks probably that people may not have realised it's from this soundtrack, like I Can Do That. At the ballet, Barbra Streisand had a sort of big American hit with that. What are your favourites from the soundtrack?
I think you said one of them. I think at the ballet is one of my personal favourites. And, you know, this song happens early on in the show, you know, and that just goes to show how much more there is to come. And I think, like you say, if you listen to a chorus line as an album, it's like a concept album, so you can actually pluck quite a lot of the songs out and put them into concerts or other kind of performances, because they relate to loads of different things in life. Like I say, a lot of the songs are about personal life and relationships.
What about yourself, Arden?
This might be a bit of a rogue answer. I really like Diana's part of one of the montages, which is Nothing. I think it's good fun to listen to, and it's good fun to do on stage as well.
Montage Part 2. That's the one. So
yes, Montage Part 2.
Brilliant stuff. That's a fairly long one as well. But, I mean, we all know one. We've seen it sort of done in showcases and stuff like that. With that, that is a big dance number, isn't it?
Yeah, I think our shortest dance number is, I Can Do That, at 3 minutes, and our longest one is the opening at 13 minutes. The montage is about 15, because that's a mixture of different songs, so literally every routine is touching the 10-minute mark. So everyone's done so well with stamina, and still singing and dancing all through, and then after each number, they stay on stage. They join back to the line, and they don't get a break.
Yeah, so no nipping off for a cup of tea or anything like that. Oh, I'll tell you. So let's talk the costumes then, because I know at the end the costumes are very glamorous, aren't they? Very glittery. So what have you? I mean, I suppose you've seen the costumes now, because it's only Tuesday when you sort of, you know, you're on there. So what are the costumes like?
Well, with feasibility and budgets and costumes, we've taken it back and stripped it a bit. We have got the classic gold glittery top hats, and we have got these beautiful leotards, and all the men are in these beautiful shirts. But my wife has been rhinestoning them to death over the last 2 months. So they're just covered in gold rhinestones. It's like my house has been like a little theatre factory at the minute. So I'm looking forward to getting it all up to show everyone this week.
Arden, are you looking forward to being rhinestoned?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's half the fun of theatre, isn't it? Sort of dressing up. It's what everyone does from a kid, and now you can sort of do it in front of everybody else. So, as I said, it's a brilliant musical. I love the musical because you see everyone's on stage all at the same time. You get to see everything. There's some great music in there. And, of course, the costumes at the end and the big dance number at the end. And one song that I suppose most people will recognise from A Chorus Line is What I Did For Love, which, you know, it's just an amazingly good song. It's such a belter of a song as well. So that's in there. Where can people get tickets for A Chorus Line?
So tickets are available on all our social media platforms. So find us on Facebook, The Cast, and on Instagram. And our ticket link is ticketsource.co.uk/The Cast.
Brilliant stuff. So go down there, get tickets, book them online. It's a lot easier online because that way you know where you're sitting and you know you've got a ticket as well. So get those tickets booked. It's a Chorus Line. It's by the cast. It's at the Duchess Theatre. It's in Long Eaton. There's loads of car parking around there. So don't worry about cars if you've never been to the theatre before. It's on the 19th to the 23rd of March. I shall let you get back to the getting and get some work done on that, because I know that it's not easy and it's a long day for everyone involved. So thank you. Sorry, carry on, Chris.
No, we're currently hanging up some big mirrors at the minute. So, looking forward to showing them to the audience.
I know which scenes they're for as well. So it's brilliant. So go along, see, 19th to the 23rd of March. Thank you so much, Chris, and Arden as well, for joining us and giving us a little bit of a background about Paul. Break many legs. I'll see you down there on Wednesday. I think I'm down there Wednesday night. So looking forward to seeing it, and I shall be high kicking my way to the car park afterwards. Not in gold rhinestones, though.
I'm sure we can find some for you.
Oh, look, if they'll fit me, I don't, you know. I don't mind. I've worn a lot worse than that in the past. So, anyway, have a great get-in, and I'll see you down there next week. Cheers, buddies.
Lovely. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.